All right, I'm going to get a little audience participation going here. I'm going to ask you to be completely honest, and I'm going to ask for a show of hands for these two questions. The first question is this: how many of you would describe yourself as a planner? You're a planner. Raise your hand. You're a planner, okay? How many of you say, I am not a planner? I am an unplanner. Raise your hand up. All right, yeah, about 50-50. About what I expect, I have come to believe that there are basically two kinds of people in this world, planners and non-planners. And what's interesting is the way they see themselves is completely different than the way the other person sees them. If you're a planner, you see yourself as being organized, right, and careful. If you're not a planner, you see the planner as being no fun and not spontaneous. On the other hand, if you're not a planner, you just see yourself as the life of the party, and you just go with the flow. But if you're a planner, you think the unplanner is a person who is completely irresponsible. Am I right? Two kinds of people in the world. Now, whether you're a planner or an unplanner, how many of you would say in 2020, some of your plans got changed? Anybody? It has been a year of changed plans, right? How many of you did not plan on homeschooling your kids this year, right? Yes. Changes of plans. Well, I want to tell you a story tonight about two people who had their plans drastically changed. Their names were Mary and Joseph. Now, Mary was, she was a nice little Jewish girl growing up in a rural small town. She was a really good girl. She was sweet. While the other kids were playing spin the bottle, not Mary. And Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. She's making plans. The caterer's been paid, right? They know they've selected the wedding cake. Everything's being organized. And she's making big plans for her wedding day. But then something very unplanned happened. She had a visitation from an angel who came to her and told her that she was about to be the mother of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, this was not in Mary's plans. She was not planning on having a baby, especially given the fact that she was a virgin. Everything that she had planned was turned upside down. I'm sure the next morning she got up and thought to herself, I did not see that coming. Now, another person who had his plans changed was Joseph. Joseph was planning on marrying Mary, and she was a lovely girl. He's excited about getting married. Mary is the kind of girl that every Jewish mother wanted their son to get married to. So Joseph has been making plans. He's been building a home for them. All the plans are in place. He's been working hard. He's looking forward to getting married to Mary. And then he finds out that Mary is going to have a baby. And furthermore, he knows he's not the daddy. So Joseph makes another plan. His plan is that he's going to divorce Mary. He's going to put an end to this marriage. But then something unplanned happened. He got visited by an angel. And this angel basically said to Joseph, Joseph, look, I know this wasn't your plan, but I want you to know this is God's plan. And then their plans changed again. They weren't planning on going to Bethlehem, but they had to go to Bethlehem. They certainly weren't planning on giving birth to their baby out in a stable. But that's exactly what happened. Plan after plan after plan was changed by God. Yeah. You talk about having your world turned upside down. And by the way, if you're in heaven someday and you happen to run into Mary and Joseph, would you thank them for their being willing to let their plans be changed so that you could go to heaven? You know, many of the times the plans that we thought got turned upside down, blew up on our face, the disruption in our lives, they're huge changes of plans. They can even be so upsetting to us, but we need to remember this. Even though our plans might not go the way we thought they were going to go, God always has a purpose. In fact, the Bible says this. It says, God works all things together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So as we begin this last week of 2020 and we get to say goodbye to this last year, I want to encourage you with this. With all the ups and downs, with all the changes of plans, I want you to know that God has not left you. He has not forsaken you, that he is on your side. And no matter how much our plans have changed, God's purposes for our lives are going to be fulfilled. It might look completely different from what we thought, but I'll promise you this. God's plans are always better than our plans. They really are. And through every challenge, every trial, I want you to know, just like Mary and Joseph, when their plans were changed, it turned out to be an incredible miracle that they would have never dreamed of. I want you to know God's got something for your life. And as we look forward to 2021, my prayer for you is that you're going to enter this new year with a sense of hope, with a sense of encouragement, that God has great things in store for your life. He really does. And so as we're tempted to be so discouraged about the changes in our plans, and I'm not saying it's been easy, I will tell you this. God, if you've given your life to Jesus Christ, God has a purpose for everything he does in your life. And his purposes are going to be fulfilled in your life. Aren't you so thankful for the miracle of the birth of Jesus Christ, that Jesus came into this world knowing that the manger was going to lead to the cross, knowing that his very purpose for coming into this world was to die on a cross, not for his own sins, but for my sins and for your sins. That's why Jesus came. And as we celebrate Christmas, remember that this is, bar none, the greatest gift of all, the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. Nothing this world has to offer even comes close to the great gift that God has given us in Jesus Christ. And if you're here tonight or if you're watching online and you've just been kind of floundering in this time, just trying to make sense of life, trying to figure out what it's all about, I want you to know God loves you. He cares about you. And the greatest miracle that could happen in your life is for you to come into a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for hope, if you're looking for peace, if you're looking for a sense of purpose and direction from the things of this world, I'm here to tell you, you're going to be disappointed because this world has nothing to offer us compared to what Jesus Christ can give us. He's the only way. He is it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So Jesus has for us salvation and hope and peace, the things that this world can never give us. The things this world can never give us are the very things that Jesus came to die for. I'm going to ask everybody if you'd just bow your heads with me for a moment. We're going to take a moment of just being quiet before the Lord, and I want to give this invitation. If you're here tonight or if you're watching online and you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, I want you to know tonight, salvation is the greatest gift that there is. Please do not complicate what God has made simple. You know, we've complicated God's plan so much by our religion, and by just a lot of different things, we complicate the simplicity of having a relationship with Jesus Christ. So I'm not here tonight to invite you to become a member of Bethel Church, but I am here tonight to invite you to become a member of the family of God. And if you're here tonight and you want to receive Christ into your life, I'm going to lead you in a prayer. Or if you want to recommit your life to Jesus Christ, I invite you to pray this prayer along with me as well. And I'm going to invite you to just pray out loud after me, and I'm going to invite everybody to pray this prayer out loud to help those that are praying maybe for the first time or they're making a recommitment of their life to Christ. And if you're at home, I want you as well to join me in this prayer. Would you just pray after me right now? Heavenly Father, all together, Heavenly Father, on this Christmas Eve, I thank you. Jesus, thank you for coming into this world. Thank you for dying on the cross. I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on a cross for me. And I believe you've risen from the dead. Lord, tonight I accept your gift, the gift of salvation. I invite you to come into my heart, to come into my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, church, the Bible says that all of heaven, the angels of heaven, rejoice over one person who gives their life to Jesus Christ. And what a great thing for those of you who pray to receive Christ on this Christmas Eve. You're going to celebrate Christmas Day in a whole new way tomorrow because you're going to know that you've received the greatest gift that there is. So if the angels of heaven are rejoicing, church, I say let's join them right now. Let's just give thanks to the Lord for what he's doing in people's lives. Would you just thank the Lord right now? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.